more paranormal events. There just happens to be a lot of paranormal news, so here we go. There is a pub located in Chester at 48 Lower Bridge Street in the United Kingdom, which in 2014 was considered to be the most haunted. I have seen a few of these pubs debunked in the United States. I am not saying this one, known as the Ye Old King's Pub, is not haunted, just that some pubs have a history of hidden speakers and such. Anyway, a paranormal investigator has said he has new evidence it is haunted and it can't be debunked. The evidence is knocking noises, voices, and ghost appearances. The pub appeared on a television show and it is claimed while the filming was going on so was the haunting. There is a story which is supposed to be true which I just read on newportry.com. It tells the tale of a man who in 1672 found his mother dead. She was laying with her head in the fireplace and the body was burned. Her brother had testified her ghost had come to him a few days later and told him her son had killed her. According to the article, the son was the only person ever convicted in the United States on the testimony of a ghost. There is a couple of things wrong with this. First of all, we weren't the United States until 1776. The second thing which was wrong was it wasn't the testimony of the ghost, but the testimony of the woman's brother who said a ghost told him this. One thing I have not heard a lot about is a church being haunted, and yet it is being said there are three different ghosts haunting St. Mary's Church in Wanstead, England. It is near London and many people believe London is the most haunted city in the world. It is said one of the ghosts is a highwayman named Dick Turpin. He had been caught and executed. The second ghost is said to be a sad lady in grey searching for her husband. The third only appears in the church cemetery looking for a loved one. It is also said sometimes a skeleton can be seen searching for his wife as he walks the grounds. The legend states the wife's body was stolen by grave robbers. One article I was reading was about Pakistan. It stated there are empty properties in many places where the population won't move into because they believe they are haunted. The amazing part about this is no matter what country you go to and how advanced it might be, there are still those who feel the same way. One building no one would go near was torn down and a plaza built. Another building was a four-family building but only two floors were occupied. Someone asked one of the tenants why and they replied the other two floors were occupied only by ghosts. One of the most haunted places in South Carolina is said to be the Chester County Jail. In 1981 it was converted into a museum. There are many reports which claim the place is haunted. The museum is run by a lady who claims to be a psychic. She claims there are many spirits there. She also claims one of the ghosts saved her life. She said she was on a footstool getting a heavy box down and slipped, and as she was falling, she felt two hands turning her sideways so she wouldn't hit her head. She then claimed even though she broke her legs, the ghosts helped her get up and out. She said she was in terrible pain and cried out for help, and as she did, a chair slid across the room by itself and she was able to use it to get up. She said this reinforced her belief in the paranormal. A woman in Atlanta, Georgia was very upset with a photo she saw from her kitchen security camera. It is said a transparent figure set the camera off and then the picture it took contained the likeness of her son who had died 2 years before. I am sure this would have upset anyone. The camera had notified the phone which alerted her to the fact a person had been seen in the driveway. She looked at the photo and that is when she got the shock of her life. The son's photo was not of a solid person and you could see through it. A surveillance video in a restaurant surprised the owner when he looked at it. It showed the restaurant's refrigerator door opening and closing on its own. These types of things are notorious for being fakes. I am not saying this is, however, I would need a lot more proof before I could even consider it paranormal. There is an abandoned cemetery outside Chicago named Bachelor's Grove Cemetery, which is said to be the most haunted in the region, if not the country. Hundreds of haunting incidents have been reported over the years. Some of what has been reported are orbs, lights coming from gravestones, a farmhouse which disappears, and a ghost with two heads. The paranormal incidents were said to have started in the 1950s. It had a checkered past because it became a body dumping ground for gangsters in the 1920s and 1930s. After the place was abandoned, there were reports of animal sacrifices taking place there, as evidenced by the remains of the animals. The Phantom Farmhouse is really interesting because the stories go, if you walk toward it, it starts to shrink, and if you get very close, it disappears. There have been a few phantom buildings which have been reported worldwide, but not many. As you can imagine, there are plenty of cemeteries which have been reported as being haunted. I don't think it takes much to spook people who are in one of these places at night. Stull Cemetery has the reputation of having a stairway to hell. It is located in Kansas. The stairway to hell only leads to hell once a year, according to legend. Guess when? If you said exactly at 12 midnight on Halloween, you would be correct. What a surprise, yeah right. This legend has a couple of different versions. One states Satan comes up the stairs on Halloween. Most people will say they do not believe in the stuff, at least most Americans, and yet if you would stick them some of them in a cemetery at night, after a while they would get nervous.